Breitbart spoil on Bannon's war room, Trump must put pedal to the metal on working class issues. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 6, 2024. Former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, must double down on working class issues such as trade and immigration. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during a discussion on Steve Bannon's war room, emphasizing that it is how Trump defeats Democrats in November. "We're entering the biggest fight of our lives," Boyle said, noting that Trump could very well pull off the greatest political comeback in the history of mankind by winning in November, following the various impeachments and continued cases of lawfare against him. "I mean, again, in normal political times, this would probably take out, any one of these things would take out anyone else. But Donald Trump is a unique individual of our time. And I think that as we enter this general election fight, we've got to keep the focus up here. The election's not over yet," Boyle said, warning that the big fight lay ahead. Boyle explained that there is a lot of good news Republicans can glean from the primaries, with promising stuff happening in states such as Michigan, Minnesota, and even Virginia. "The biggest surprise of the year might be Virginia. Virginia went Republican, with one exception, which was Lyndon Johnson for 50 years until Barack Obama won in 2008. And Republicans haven't won in a presidential election since. But there are empty factories right now in Southwest Virginia that we're supposed to be making personal protective equipment, PPE, in the wake of the pandemic here in the United States that are sitting there producing nothing. Thousands of jobs that should have been made," he said, explaining that Trump needs to focus on the working class leading up to the election. "That strategy," Boyle said, "is key. Joe Biden screwed up. Donald Trump needs to go to those factories. He needs to go speak to these people who should be working and should have good paying jobs in America but don't because Joe Biden is the president," Boyle said. "Watch. So now's not the time to hit the brakes or to slow down. Now's the time to hit the accelerator, to hit the gas pedal. Pedal to the metal all the way through on this working class stuff. Donald Trump should be in East Palestine all the time. He should be going out there and talking to these working class folks all around America. Zoning in on the trade deals and zoning in on the immigration that has cost American workers jobs," he said, adding that Trump should ignore the political establishment surrendering on these issues. Related, Class Act, Donald Trump visits with Americans at East Palestine McDonald's, fact checkers go berserk. "Now's the time to drive through and to really finish and bring that message home, because that's how he wins in November. That's how he defeats Joe Biden, just like he defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. By again, aggressively leaning into this stuff. Even after the primaries," he said, emphasizing that now is the time to do so. Further, Boyle said Trump can overcome the left's avalanche of cash, Hollywood, and corporate media by continuing to stay focused on the working class people of America. "Donald Trump should park his campaign, and the candidates and all of their surrogates should be going out there to the hills and hollers into these places where the working class people are at, and go make sure they turn out. Go talk to white working class folks. Go talk to, as well, college educated folks. If you peel off a little bit of those folks by talking about immigration numbers and the economic impacts of immigration, I think that those people can be won back very quickly by Trump by talking about the trade deals and immigration's impact economically on American workers," Boyle said, emphasizing that Trump must finish off the establishment Republicans and go in hardcore as populist nationalist nationwide.